forth safeguards just for the sake of putting them forth because we think the process is corrupt. I think that we could just as easily make this election go just as badly by putting in safeguards that haven't been thought out and just giving people this power without really thinking about what we're really stating. So I think we need to be cautious with all of these amendments, and I'm speaking definitely against this one. I don't even think there's a way to amend it on this call specifically right now to make it amenable to everyone involved.
Carol, I'll speak.
Did somebody else like to speak in favor?
Carol Wood?
Miguel.
Oh. Miguel, okay.
Well, in the last election, there was, at least in New York, there was a lot of violations. Not only internally at the station, but on the air, producer endorsing candidates, candidates, regular guests on some shows, and so on. And I think that is not fair when other candidates don't have the access to the air. So if we say that the producer, and I thought that that's what happened the last election, that the board said, okay, the producer cannot endorse any candidate. And there was people endorsing candidate in the air, and nothing could be done about that because we don't have a mechanism to really stop those kind of things. Now, the question is, what could be done? I mean, if the candidate is invited, and he know about those mechanisms that can create some problem. I don't think that the candidate will go into the air or be part of the show. So what we're trying to do here is to try to use specifically the
media
for the candidates and an equal basis.
Okay.
May I suggest,
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to suggest an amendment.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest an amendment that we delete from in addition to side of leniency. And this way we will be directing the enforcement of the fair campaign provisions without giving that vagueness that might
I second that.
Could you say it again, please?
I'm sorry, would you,
So that it reads this way, that the election supervisors are directed to enforce the fair campaign provisions in a timely manner, determining sanctions within a few days of infractions. When a complaint is filed, the local election supervisor should promptly notify the candidate, investigate the facts, render a decision, and notify all concerned in writing.
I second that.
I'm sorry. What exactly is the again? Is
I'm omitting from in addition down to side of leniency.
Deleting two sentences.
The second and third sentences
in
are eliminated.
In addition to side of leniency. I get you.
Madam Chair, can we call a question on number six?
Chair, may I speak to this?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a moment. Okay, there's an amendment on the floor here. It's been seconded, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's have one pro, let's have one con, and let's vote on the
amendment. Who opposed to that? Nobody opposed it.
Well, okay, is anybody opposed?
David has a question or comment or addition.
Go ahead.
The one thing I'd like added to it is... Any decisions like this need to be communicated to all the candidates as well at the time. So all I'd like to clarify that all concerned includes all candidates.
It says that, Dave. They shall properly notify the candidate, investigate the facts, and so on.
Okay. And notify all concerned in writing.
All right, so are there any objections to Kalonji's amendment?
No. Can we just restate that amendment again, please?
I'd really like to clarify because my understanding is the candidate
can't hear.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, Dave, you're breaking up.
I'll speak for Dave. If I understood. I understood. I don't agree with him, but I understood him to want clarification that the decision in writing would be communicated to all concerned, and that all concerned would include all the candidates.
Notify all concerned, including all candidates.
How about if we just say should promptly notify all candidates, investigate the facts, bring a decision, and notify all concerned in writing?
Yeah, all concerned, I think, includes the candidates based on the previous.
I would too.
Exactly.
So I think the notify the candidate is about the infraction, and then the notify all concerned is about the result.
Right.
It includes them.
Yes. So, Madam Chair, I believe we're voting then.
Well, what I'd like to do is to know, first of all, if there's any objection to this amendment.
And that needs to be restated before we say yes or no.
This is Wendy. I don't exactly have an objection, but it seems like if you take those sentences out, isn't this already within the purview of the election supervisor? Of course they're supposed to render a decision and, you know.
Is the thing timely? Is that the main point of the
debate
here or what?
Point of order.
Yes.
We are only considering the amendment proposed by whoever it was that we strike the last two sentences, which are advice about when to act severely and when to act with leniency.
Oh, it's the middle sentence.
The middle two
exactly.
sentences.
Right.
That's right. So what I am trying to find is if there is any objection.
Nope.
No.
To the amendment.
No.
Then I call the question on the motion
call
as amended.
The question on number
I
six,
that.
Then.
Wait a minute. There was no objection to the amendment is what I thought you asked.
Yes.
All right. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Then
we
have to have a
vote.
That's right.
Okay.
Let's have a roll call vote.
Hold on. I'm catching
on,
up.
This is the amendment.
On number six as amended.
And did we add anything at the very end?
No.
We only took out that sentence.
Thank you.
Begins with in addition.
Madam Chair, should we hear the reasons for the objection?
We had pros and cons already.
And William already spoke.
Yeah, let's just go to the vote.
And we're number six. We promised we'd move through this second half. I'm playing. Go ahead.
So we're voting on that the election supervisors are directed to enforce a fair campaign provisions in a timely manner, determining sanctions within a few days of infractions. When a complaint is filed, the election supervisor should promptly notify the candidate, investigate the facts, render a decision, and notify all concerned in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is six as amended now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm... Stay right with you.
Can we ask if there are any objections to that?
There were.
There was one. That's why we're taking a vote.
Oh, dear.
Is it possible for me to record a yes and check on my turkey wings?
Yeah, get on at
it. Yeah. Hold on one second.
My mother's in town. She's 80. She's hungry.
Yeah, well, let's... is that Mark?
Yeah.
Mark, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so Dave.
Thank you.
We'll see about your chitlins and turkey wings.
Yeah.
Are we boarding?
Yes. I'm asking Dave if he's back, and if Dave?
He's not back.
Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Abstain.
Ray? Ray LaForest? Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalanji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
We have Roberts as yes. Julie, Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald Sanders? Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
Abstain.
Okay, and I shall count, and you all shall verify that we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, hold on. Is Dave back? And Ray?
And Gerald.
And Gerald.
Ambrose?
Ambrose was here, I think.
Yeah, I got Ambrose.
Okay.
Okay, here's the yeses.
Somebody just came. People are coming back on now.
Who just came on? People are dropping off. So here's the yeses. Alan, 1, 2.
Yes.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yes I have.
Two abstain.
I don't count abstentions.
Okay. This is Ray. I vote yes. I got cut off.
Oh, that's 14 yes. Thank you, Ray.
Somebody else just come back on?
Yes, David just came back.
David, vote on item 6 as amended. We're asking you yes or no.
Yes.
15.
Did Gerald 15. Come back on?
Yes, he did.
Oh, Gerald, do you have a vote on item 6 as amended?
I do.
No.
No.
And I think that... Is that a... Oh, Sonali. We missed Sonali?
No, I
no,
abstain.
No, she both.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why I miss you. Okay, so yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Is that what everybody else has?
Yes,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, 15, yeah, 15 yes.
All right, number 6 passes as amended.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, now
number
we're on
seven.
To number 7.
That the National Election Supervisor shall notify the Board of Directors and the local board of the station concerned by confidential memorandum of any staff or management disciplinary decisions made, as well as any difficulties encountered concerning staff or management with regard to enforcement of the fair elections provisions.
Okay, Dan or Lonnie, do you want to speak to this?
Yeah. If I read this correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, sounds from this resolution that, in fact, the National Election Supervisor will have the authority to discipline staff and management, number one. And number two, it sounds like it would be the National Election Supervisor then would report on those personnel issues and disciplinary issues to the boards, to local station boards, and to national boards. So that does set in, on the one hand, it sounds, and maybe I'm wrong, that the National Election Supervisor would be disciplining management and staff and then reporting out to the PNP and to the LSB.
Madam Chair, may I?
Madam Chair,
yes,
this is Barb.
Alice, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to point out, Dan, that the verb there is notify. The supervisor shall notify the Board of Directors concerned and notify them both of any difficulties or with of the disciplinary decisions made as well as any difficulties encountered. That's simply notification. It is not disciplining.
Point of information?
Yes, William.
Disciplinary decisions made by whom?
By
whom?
That's right. Madam Chair, I'm going to...
I need a...
Just a moment.
I can give you a point of information.
Yes.
The bylaws specify as follows. Skipping a whole bunch. In the event of any violations of these provisions for fair campaigning, the local elections supervisor and the national elections supervisor shall determine in good faith and at their sole discretion an appropriate remedy up to and including disqualification of the candidates and or suspension from the air of the offending staff persons, paid or unpaid, for the remainder of the elections period. All candidates and staff members, paid and unpaid, shall sign a statement certifying that they have read and understood these fair campaign provisions.
Just
to clarify, this would mean that the election supervisors, having made a decision to discipline a staff member, would notify by confidential memorandum, notify the board. Or, if they run into any difficulties, they would notify the board. That's a point of clarification.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? David?
Yes, David.
I'd like to amend this to say disciplinary action consistent with those remedies described in the bylaws.
Okay, just in terms of trying to clarify what the disciplinary actions are.
I think that dies for lack of second.
I second that, Dave. This is Sarah.
Madam Chair, I'd like to speak against this.
Are you speaking against the amendment?
Yes. Well, both.
Point of information, can we restate that a little more slowly, Dave?
Okay, if you want to
Where it says disciplinary actions consistent with the remedies described in the bylaws.
Consistent. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Mark?
I understand the intention here, and I understand Dave's amendment. My only concern is that in some ways we're just restating bylaws here. We already have the provisions that, you know, for reporting and that type of thing as read by Carol. I'm trying to figure out what's in 7 that's not in the bylaws, and if it's already there, why do we have to restate it again?
May I clarify, Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
What happens all the time in our meetings at the LSB is that people start questioning what things mean, and to be explicit to say go to the bylaws to find it will eliminate a lot of confusion. It'll also eliminate confusion on the part of anyone who hasn't looked at the bylaws about where to go to check what disciplinary powers the person has.
Well, I understand that, but given that we're preparing at least a 5-page document, somebody's going to have to read no matter what they want to do. My question remains, what does this do that the bylaws have not already done?
It tells the election supervisors to send a confidential memo to the boards if they have to take a disciplinary action involving staff, which the bylaws doesn't require them to do.
Okay, so
All right, thank you.
The confidential memorandum.
Okay.
All right, so we have an amendment here, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed an amendment. What was the amendment?
Consistent with remedies described in the bylaws after disciplinary decisions made.
So any staff or management disciplinary decisions made consistent with remedies described in the bylaws.
Comma, as well as any, you know,
right.
Like that.
Just a question to David. What is the remedy in the bylaw? I don't recall any remedy.
I just read them.
Carol read them. It was up to and including taking people off the air.
Madam Chair?
Yes, William.
Can I speak against the motion?
Yes, let's have you speak against
the amendment. I'm sorry.
The amendment.
I want to speak against both.
Someone speak in favor, and then we're going to vote on it.
All right, I'll just speak against what's on the floor right now, the amendment.
Yes.
It's a personnel issue, and I think that I understand that elections are independent, but I think that these motions need to be constructed in a way that the elections supervisor can do his or her job without putting us at risk of having that person breaking our personnel policies and putting us at risk for a lawsuit. And that's why I speak against this particular amendment.
Okay. Is there someone who would like to speak for the amendment?
Alice?
Hey, Alice.
Unless someone else does.
Unless someone else, somebody else wants to?
Well, Kalonji?
Go ahead, Kalonji.
Well, the toss-up. Kalonji, go ahead.
I think what Alice is important is the nature of this is to make sure that a confidential memorandum goes to us, you know, and that's the main issue here. Everything else is in the bylaws, but the bylaws do not state that it has to be confidential, and we don't need to have certain things out in the public before it's completed.
Okay. Now let's vote on the amendment.
Okay.
Are we voting on the entire motion?
Assuming there's an objection.
Just voting on the amendment.
Right. We're voting on the amendment to add consistent with the remedies described in the bylaws.
Right. Yeah. Is there anyone
Dave's
who
amendment.
Is against the amendment?
William.
I am.
Oh, that's right. Of course, we've already had. I'm sorry.
Okay, so here we go. Dave?
Dave, you vote
on your amendment?
Yes.
Yeah, I vote in favor.
Thank you. Right, Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose? Ambrose Lane. Miguel?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Ambrose, is that? Are you there?
Miguel votes yes.
I heard some kids. Miguel votes yes. Roger votes yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie? Vicky?
Yes.
I don't think Julie is here, by the way.
She's not here. Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes, I'll turn the kids off now.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
There are two no, and the rest are yes, unless you want me to run them down for you.
The amendment passes. Now let's vote on number 7 itself.
As amended. Are there any objections to 7 as amended?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, it is.
Roll
yes.
call vote.
Every time I do this, I have to paste in the roll call, and then I have to put,
put it into columns. Of course, you didn't need to know that, did you?
No.
By hand.
That's all right, Roger. We're
and,
patient.
And just,
now you see what you did, William?
What?
You see what you did?
Hey, I'm probably the only one against it. I'm voting no. I have to put the phone down for a second. I'll vote no, and if you're all for it, just say Walker votes no.
Okay.
Is there any objection when I'm off the phone?
Yes, you can't vote if you're not present.
Yeah, you have to be here. Well, William, vote.
Why didn't he vote ahead?
Call him first.
Call him first.
Well, I'm calling William. William?
The main motion? No.
Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Okay, Dave?
Thank you, Brad, now.
Dave? Dave? Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Sonali?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose? Miguel?
I think he's away.
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yeah.
Everybody's yes except Walker, which is no.
So wait a minute. Sorry. Go back and see if Adelson's come back on the line.
Dave?
And Dave. Ambrose.
Ambrose, are you there?
Yes.
Who's that little voice?
Wait,
sound like
Ambrose.
That sounds just like Ambrose, that little voice.
Just before you close the vote, if you just go back and call people.
Yeah, the people that I did not get an answer to were Dave, Ambrose, and that's all that were on the, have been on the call.
What about Gerald?
He voted yes.
Oh. So I think it passed, right?
Yes.
Gerald is on mute, so you don't hear all the madness that's going on in my house.
Thanks,
Are we ready for number 8?
Number 8, please.
That the ballots shall be mailed to the members with identifying PIN numbers printed on them as required by the bylaws, and that a secure list showing the PIN number assigned to each member shall be kept by the National Election Supervisor so that ballots reported lost or missing can be voided and replaced. To ensure the secrecy of the ballot, ballots shall be returned in a double-blind system within a sealed, unmarked envelope, further enclosed in a return envelope marked with an identifying PIN number. The list of members' PIN numbers shall be retained for a period of 1 year in a sealed container in the archives and released only to Pacifica's attorneys upon the direction of the Pacifica National Board, after which it shall be destroyed.
Ooh. I'd like to speak again.
Board? Okay, Lonnie, go ahead.
It's Dan, Marty.
Oh, Dan, I'm sorry. I thought I heard Lonnie.
A couple things. I think the concern on this resolution had to do with the fact that some candidates were involved in the ballot counting in New York due to a lack of independent volunteers for ballot counting. I think that was the issue that folks were trying to deal with, and this was a proposed remedy. Be that as it may, both the National Election Supervisor, the CFO, and I don't believe this is necessary. The CFO, for cost reasons, it'll probably cost about an extra $3,000 or $4,000 for the mailing on the double blind. National Election Supervisor articulated to me it was not necessary and was superfluous, and that there were steps and sufficient guarantees in place to ensure that whatever problems existed in the past could be remedied on this issue.
This is Carol.
This is Teresa.
I think I was in the stack also, Mark.
Okay.
Carol,
go ahead.
Carol, you said?
Yeah, no, I think, okay, Teresa, are you speaking for, or what are you speaking?
I'm speaking, I guess it's for because I'm speaking to what Dan just talked about, and I think he's in error.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say that the purpose of this is because people like Marianne Martinez in Houston never got a ballot because we were sending them out bulk rate with no PIN on it, that even though she begged and she was very concerned about it, she never was allowed to get a ballot to vote. And when you have no method of giving a person a ballot, when, you know, they didn't get one, that there's something really flawed with the democratic process. So I think that's what this is to deal with.
Okay, thanks. Is there somebody who'd like to...
Yes, this is Carol.
Wait, I think I was in the stack, Carol, ahead of you again.
No, I don't think you were.
Well, I spoke as soon as... Actually, before Dan.
Hello,
pro and con.
I'm the
pro
chair.
And, con.
And I will decide who is speaking against it.
I am. And I want to propose an amendment.
All right. Well, let's... Mark, go ahead, and then Carol.
Okay. The reason I'm speaking against this is, once again, we're forgetting the eligible volunteers who make our stations run. And they're not members in the sense that they're going to be on the member roll list. They're on the volunteer list. So I would just say to the members and or eligible volunteers, wherever we say members only, we have to include the volunteers who are eligible. And I just would add that part. The rest of it I don't have a problem with, but the volunteers being left off, I do.
Point of information.
Yes.
Volunteers who volunteer 3 hours or more are
members.
Yes. And are included within the definition.
Well, I understand that, but when I tried to tell that to 18 people at the last election, they didn't believe me. I just want to put it in for clarification.
It's the election supervisor's job to make sure that they're included.
That's what I told him.
Carol, them to Carol Spooner.
Carol, did you want to say something else?
Yeah, I want to make an amendment to this motion. And my amendment is to strike the language about the double bind or blind envelope. I believe that we can maintain confidentiality without it, and that Dan's point is well taken about that. However, the rest of the motion is the true intent of this thing is to ensure that the PIN numbers are linked to the voter so that when somebody calls up and says, I didn't get my ballot, we can check and see whether they did or not, or whether we sent one to them or not. And if we did send it, we can void the PIN number and replace it. That was the major problem with the last election, was that people who had been sent a ballot, we couldn't void it and replace it.
Carol, what are you excising?
I'm excising the double bind or double blind envelope.
To where? To where?
I don't have the language in front of me.
Shall I read it?
Yes.
To your...
Well, can we
No, don't interrupt, please, Mark. We're in the middle
of
amendment
straight here.
Just
okay.
Getting the amendment straight.
So I'm... shall I read from the beginning?
Just
or
to ensure the secrecy of the ballot.
To ensure the secrecy of the ballot, ballots shall be returned in a double-blind system within a sealed, unmarked envelope, further enclosed in a return envelope marked with an identifying PIN number. The list of members' PIN numbers shall
be
retained...
Stopping with before the list of PIN members.
Right,
PIN
so from to ensure the secrecy through marked with an identifying PIN number.
The motion is to delete that.
Yeah, okay.
So to ensure...
Would read it.
Read it without it.
Okay. Shall I do it or Mark? Or?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. That the ballot shall be mailed to the members with identifying PIN numbers printed on them as required by the bylaws, and that a secure list showing the PIN number assigned to each member shall be kept by the National Election Supervisor so that ballots reported lost or missing can be voided or replaced. The list of members' PIN numbers shall be retained for a period of 1 year in a sealed container in the archives and released only to Pacifica's attorneys upon the direction of the Pacifica National Board, after which it shall be destroyed.
Are there any objections to that?
Is that correct?
Yeah,
point of information?
I have something I wanted to add after the point of information.
Okay, point of information.
I was going to say that this is a good place where Sam's... amendment could be made.
Yeah, I was actually going to speak to that. Thank you, Sarv. I held off on point number 5 to interject in point number 8. Instead of having it will be destroyed, that we hold it at the Pacifica National Archives for 5 years.
Don't you mean the ballots? Because I think this was just in reference to the PIN numbers.
Yeah, I was speaking in reference to the ballots, so if Carol would like to add that friendly amendment to her amendment, I'd appreciate it.
Well, the motion belongs to the body, not to me. There's two things going on here. One is keeping the list of the PIN numbers for a full year after the election. And then destroying them. That is roughly the statute of limitations for an elections challenge. It's actually 9 months. So 1 year for the PIN numbers is fine. Sam's desire to hold the ballots at the archives for 5 years
Yes.
Is in conflict with the bylaws, and so we would have
not at
to,
all. It's not in conflict with the bylaws, Carol.
I beg your pardon. I believe the bylaws specify that the ballots must be held at the national office.
Do you have the article on that?
But the bylaws do not state how long it should be kept or how long it should be destroyed, and that's what
I'm speaking to. You're interrupting me. I'd like to just make sure I'm making my point clear.
Carol, we've heard you speak.
No, you haven't.
And then the chair asks, is there any objection?
I'm sorry. Can we just get it straight here?
I have not relinquished the floor. I think I have it.
Go ahead, Carol.
Carol, do you have the bylaw with you?
I have the bylaws.
The issue is over location here, not length of time.
Not length of time, location. The bylaws say the ballots have to be maintained at the national office.
And the archives are not part of the national office.
No, the archives are a separate facility. The national office is the headquarters where the executive director
Madam
is.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. May I speak some?
So I don't mind
just a moment.
Say 5 years at the national office because that doesn't conflict with the bylaws.
Okay. So, Sam, do you understand the point here? Because
yes, I do, but I don't. We don't have any proof that it's in the bylaws that says that.
I
would like to say that keeping the PIN numbers in the archive for however many years you want to make it is actually good, I think, to keep the PIN numbers separate from the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say, keep the list of the members' PIN numbers shall be retained for a period. We could make that a 5 if there's no argument with that in a sealed container in the archives.
Yeah, I was speaking for the ballots to be kept.
We don't need that. Sam, if I got your point, and I would like to address it when we get to the end of all these, and I don't think it fits here either.
Well, Teresa
was
just
mentioning.
I hear
you, and I'm putting it at the end here, and we'll discuss it at the end, okay?
Along with that number 4 that we passed?
Number 4 that we have left at the end, okay? So let's just try to get to this. Is there an objection to number 8 as amended by Carol?
I would like to reread it.
Okay.
That the ballots shall be mailed to the members with identifying PIN numbers printed on them as required by the bylaws, and that a secure list showing the PIN number assigned to each member shall be kept by the National Election Supervisor so that ballots reported lost or missing can be voided and replaced. The list of members' PIN numbers shall be retained for a period of 1 year in a sealed container in the archives and released only to Pacifica's attorneys upon the direction of the Pacifica National Board, after which it shall be destroyed.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Is that an objection to that? Can we pass that as amended?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Great.
All right. Number 9.
That
the mailing of the ballots shall be accompanied by a request for contributions, and any contributions received from this mailing shall be allocated by the stations to help offset the cost of the elections, if not otherwise covered.
Point of order, I'm sorry, but we passed the amendment without objection, so formally we should also ask if there's any objection to number 8 as amended.
I'm sorry.
I think I did that, Roger.
Can I just jump in? Can I register my objection with number 8? I stepped away from the phone. I didn't expect it to come down. I object, and I'll vote against it.
It's too late, William.
Huh?
I'm playing.
What did you say?
I said it's too late.
Too late.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't too late last time. I know you're playing, but I mean, my issue was like last time we waited 5 minutes to register people's votes.
If someone is not present, this is in the bylaws, one cannot vote.
But,
well, but what I'm saying is that this last vote, number 7, seven times you guys asked if people were back on the phone.
William, that is when we had a roll call vote. What I just asked was there any objection to the number 8 as amended?
Well,
and no one objected because you were off the phone, and we went on.
And we didn't know you were off the phone.
I'd like to
register
my objection, and if it's even just in the minutes of something that's stated, because
Roger, can we
I'm at work, so
I'm a point of William. Come on, bro.
Now we're moving on. We're to number 9.
Oh man.
And we've got to number 9, and I'm asking if there's any objection to number 9.
I object.
I object.
All right. Let's discuss it then.
I haven't heard it read yet.
I read it. Shall I read it again?
Alice said it.
I'm sorry.
That the mailing of the ballot shall be by a request for contributions, and any contributions received from this mailing shall be allocated by the stations to help offset the cost of the elections if not otherwise covered.
Madam Chair.
Yes, wait a minute. Now, I want to see if Dan or Lonnie have a comment.
Personally, I like the spirit and the intent of the resolution, which is to help cover the costs of these elections that are rising and very difficult to meet. However, I would caution against directing the stations to do this as on an insistent basis, because a lot of development directors, they have a calendar of mailing, a calendar of development, on-air, off-air fundraising. Some people will do it and love doing it, like New York last year did it, but other stations made a local decision based upon their own fundraising calendar that they didn't want to do that at the time. So I would be cautious about that and perhaps leave that kind of decision up to the local stations.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Now, would somebody like to speak in favor of it?
I'll speak in favor of it.
Okay, Carol.
The cost of elections is high, giving people the opportunity to make a special contribution to cover the cost, I think, brings it home to our members, and I think they would appreciate the opportunity. I doubt that it would interfere with anything else because it's certainly optional. So I think it's a really good thing.
Okay, anybody like to speak?
I'd
like to speak against.
I'm sorry, Sonali, were you speaking again?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I agree with Dan that that it would be good for local stations to make their own decisions. And I'm wondering if it's possible for there to be an amendment that would state in this motion that that listeners or members who be mailed their ballots with the solicitation be given the option of having a donation that is earmarked toward the elections, or leave it to the stations as they wish to use. Because a lot of times charities can ask, would you like your donation to be earmarked particularly for this or to help us defray our administrative costs, etc. I'd like to have local stations have that option.
Sonali, I'm confused. Are you for not doing it or for doing it with a targeted...
I'm for not doing it as is.
Okay.
I'd like for the stations to be able to make the decision about where to earmark funds or whether they should...
But you amended this.
I'm suggesting someone make an amendment.
Suggesting that it could happen. Now, is there somebody else who'd like to speak in favor?
Roger,
Teresa? Roger,
okay.
Go ahead.
At WBAI, it was very successful. We did this, and it was clearly optional. And the fact that it was earmarked for the elections, I think, was useful. We got $18,000. If there are any amendments to this, maybe it would be something that softens it, as opposed to saying shall. Maybe you could say something else, but
like may,
something like that. But from the experience here at BAI, I would highly recommend this number, item 9.
Okay.
Did you have a shortfall?
I speak against it.
Okay. Did I miss Kalonji?
I was going to speak against it. But that was only in terms of making an amendment and changing the shall to may.
Okay.
I was going to speak against it completely.
We have to have a motion to amend or we can't discuss it.
Is that a motion?
What?
I was going to speak against them.
Did Kalonji make a motion?
No, he didn't. I don't believe.
We're waiting for the chair to recognize someone to speak against the motion.
I am against William. I am recognizing you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I speak against the motion. I work the phone rooms. I also do off-air coordinating. We have enough issues with listeners, subscribers fearing that they haven't paid enough to be a member. I don't know. Can people hear me? I'm having a hard time hearing myself.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I feel that it's already a hardship for a number of our members to pay the $25, and I feel that we can do more creative fundraising off-air, and we can do on-air fundraising that solicits in regards to elections. Like if we're doing carts that promote the elections, we can ask for funds in those carts. We can ask for funds in promotions that we do out in the community that are encouraging people to vote and at tabling events, but we don't need to be asking people to pay for the elections when they're voting. It's not something that we do in our elections in the general democratic arena here in this country.
All right, I'd like to recognize Kalonji.
Kalonji, may I make your amendment?
I'd like to amend this request for contributions to read that the mailing of the ballots may be accompanied by a request rather than shall. That gives those local stations the option of using that if they found it successful in the past, and for those that don't want to use it, don't have to.
I second that.
Second it.
All right, I'll speak against that. All right, go ahead. One against and one for, and then we're going to vote on it.
They already may do it. There's no need to even pass a resolution saying they may do it. So I would vote against that language in support of the first motion that they shall do it. It was very successful at DAI, and I think they really should do it.
Okay, and now is there somebody who'd like to speak in favor?
For the amendment?
Miguel. For the amendment.
Oh, Miguel, go ahead.
I
know that we were very successful in WBAI, but on the other hand, I think that people should have the choice if they think that they want to hear the audience, you know, when they can send more money, and then the fact that they can ask money in advance, people send $10 or $5, and, you know, they don't feel like they want to send more money. So I think that it should be up to the local area.
Okay.
I call the question.
The
call the question.
Question, who?
I call a question.
Call a question on the amendment.
It's changing shall to may.
Yeah, let's just vote on the amendment changing shall to may, and I think we need a roll call vote.
Of course.
Before we do this vote, I have a point of personal privilege.
Yeah.
Sure. I have to go on the air and pitch for the next hour. So I need to check off. I may be able to call back in, but I'd just like to say that I'm strongly in favor of the Governance Committee resolutions, and in the event they pass, I would like to be considered for the FSRN negotiating team, and Julie Rodriguez has asked to be considered for the Board Staff Relations Group, and I'll try and be involved in the call when I can during breaks.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Dave.
Bye.
Okay. You ready, Roger?
No. I got to get his point of personal privilege really abbreviated here.
What's his request for contribution? Is there anyone against it?
He wanted to be on the FSRN thing, right?
Carl is against it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what was it? Sonali wanted to be on something too?
Don't we both?
Julie,
I'm sorry.
On the board staff relations.
Yeah, I can keep track of those and raise them for my fellow directors.
No, I just got it here. Sorry.
This is Teresa. I abstain.
He hasn't called yet.
I know. I'm just trying to get it started.
Okay, well,
can you let the secretary catch up?
Here's the vote on the amendment to change the word shall to the word may.
Right.
Excuse me. Dave, well, he didn't vote, did he?
No.
Okay. And then we have Teresa.
I abstain.
Henry.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Sonali.
Yes.
Ray.
Yes.
Ambrose.
Yes.
Miguel.
Yes.
I'll abstain. Kalonji.
Yes.
Sarv.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Sarv is yes. Mark?
Yes.
Julie's off. Vicki?
Abstain.
Gerald?
Abstain.
Wendy?
No.
Zarina?
Yes.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
No.
William?
No.
So we have yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes, as opposed to
4.
William,
four.
Did you really intend to vote?
4 no.
Okay.
So that the motion to amend passes.
The motion to amend passes. Now we're on the main motion.
Well, we
as
already
amended.
As we
amended.
As amended.
Yeah.
Could you restate the motion, please?
That the Roger, do you do it?
Go ahead. I'm
that the mailing of the ballot shall be accompanied by a request for contribution.
Maybe.
I thought May came later.
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, that the mailing of the ballots may be accompanied by a request for contributions, and any contributions from this mailing may be...
Shall
be allocated by the stations to help offset the cost of the elections, if not otherwise covered.
All right.
Okay, here we go on the main motion, as stated. Dave is not here. Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Marty? Sam?
Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Tonelli?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Vicky?
No.
Gerald?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Serena?
Yes.
Alice?
No.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, no.
Could I just point out something, Madam Chair?
Yes.
In what we just passed, this is Alice, my understanding, by using shall in the as the last verb from this mailing, shall be allocated, it seems to me to now say that the stations can accompany the ballots with a request for contributions, but in the case they do, they shall those contributions shall be allocated for the elections. That's
right.
My understanding of the grammar.
That's correct.
Okay, thank
you.
That's
what I voted for.
So if there is any request for contributions, it shall be for the purpose of the elections.
When it's accompanied.
Not otherwise covered. Let's not forget that.
No,
okay.
No,
yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
This is Gerald.
Gerald?
It seems to me, though, that the motion was killed. When you change it, the way we changed it, it seems to me it took it from being a policy to a suggestion.
I agree, but we're moving
on.
Right. We passed
that's
it, though.
But we passed it that way.
Never
mind.
Here we
sorry,
are.
Sorry, I have a thought.
Number 10, folks.
Number 10, that election booklets include voluntarily provided information about the ethnic, racial, gender identity, sexual orientation, and disability status of candidates.
All right. Is there someone who'd like to speak against this or for
it? Is there any objection? I think we asked any
objection.
Objection
here.
Objection?
Point of information?
Yeah.
Did they not include such information this past election?
No, they didn't.
Nope.
As a rule,
yeah. Point of information that's different from station to station. That information was included in Berkeley.
It was or was not?
It was.
Okay.
I have a question. Wouldn't it be up to the candidate to decide how they wanted to?
That's why it says
voluntarily provided.
I know, but I'm saying we're not forcing. I mean, in other words, can't they do that already?
Not necessarily.
No.
And they have done it.
They can't? Okay.
Okay. Now, would somebody like to speak against it? All right. Can we just pass it then? Without objection.
I'd like to speak against it.
All right, Roger. Speak against it.
Well, actually, I wish I had more information on this, but when people don't voluntarily provide this information. And then people are reading all these statements, then it's almost a statement in itself that they involuntarily made that they don't want to provide this information. I think that can affect how voters view the candidates.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Would somebody like to speak for the amendment?
I didn't quite understand that point.
The amendment for number 10.
I will speak.
I'm sorry, point of clarification. I didn't quite understand what Roger was saying. Can you just clarify?
I'm saying by omission, the candidate is making a statement, and that there will be could could easily be read as a statement by people, by voters. Say, oh, that person didn't include their ethnic, racial, gender identity, sexual orientation, et cetera. So what does that mean about them? And
it means they're a heterosexual white male.
That's probably what it means.
or maybe they're not in. Maybe they're not into
labels.
It may also mean it's not important to their listeners.
All right.
Or their identification.
Anybody want to speak in favor of them?
I will.
All right. Go ahead.
I speak in favor of this because it is the policy of Pacifica to attempt to elect diverse boards based on race, gender, disabilities, and other characteristics. If we don't provide this information to our members, it makes it more difficult for them to make an independent judgment as to whether that's a value added that would make them want to vote for someone. I think it's important information. It's important to me because we value diversity so highly at Pacifica. So I hope we will pass this resolution giving this information to our listeners, our voters, and those candidates who don't want to provide the information will not get the plus points for having provided it, but maybe they'll get plus points from somebody else who says, why did you bother me with his information? I think it goes both ways.
Madam Chair, may I call the question?
I would just like to vote if people feel ready to vote. Here.
No, can I raise an issue?
Yes, go ahead.
As someone who generally fills out forms where this sort of information is solicited, I find myself not fitting into any category as a South Asian. I hope that if we do this, I think I definitely speak in favor of us doing this, but I hope that we use progressive standards to help us break down
self-identified.
We've
already done that with ethnicity.
Okay.
It's in there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, let's vote. Can we have is there an objection to this at this point?
Is there an objective?
But somebody is spoke against it.
I know, but I'm asking now. Perhaps they've been swayed. I'm just trying to speed things up.
I'll abstain. How's that?
Okay.
Okay, keep moving on.
All right, so
is there any other objection? Is there an objection? Or can we just pass?
We can pass. Number 11.
All right.
Okay. So it's already passed?
Yes.
Only one
objection. Making you miss it, dude.
Okay, number 11.
We've went through 10, you just said?
Yes.
This is good. Come on, let's keep moving.
All right, number 11.
We're trying.
That the final ballot database of the last elections and all future elections be made available to the public for inspection and analysis.
That's insane.
Say what?
That the final ballot database of the last elections and of all future elections be made available to the public for inspection and analysis.
What does that mean?
Do we vote?
Point of information, what exactly is the ballot database?
Yes. Let's vote on that.
It's a point of information. I'm asking a question. What exactly is...
Nobody
Carol,
knows,
can you
Roger.
Answer that?
I'm sorry?
The motion ought to explain.
Carol is in that committee. Can you answer that, Carol?
I believe KPFT did post the database to their webpage. What it shows is all of the list of all the ballots that were entered and how the votes lined up, you know.
Wait, so by name,
so by
a secret
PIN
ballot
number,
was...
By name or what?
It you know, when you enter a ballot, you enter the candidate's name and one, candidate two, candidate three. The data that was entered in the database before the tabulation of the ballot.
And it's anonymous.
And it's anonymous.
Now
it doesn't
I know what
tell
you, mean.
You who
okay.
voted.
Okay.
It tells you that ballot number 6052 voted for the following candidates in order.
This is Wendy. It's actually more interesting than that. They actually scanned in every ballot, so you can see, you know, how the people ranked the thing. And no, of course it isn't. It's anonymous. Yes, it's anonymous. But it was really interesting because they were all over the place.
To be clear, the database is, you know, what went into the computer. And some people think that this would make our elections process more transparent so that anybody who had any questions could run the data themselves.
Are there any expenses associated with that process?
Absolutely there is expenses, and you have to have the equipment to scan it, and not
now,
all of our...
No, we're talking about scanning, not scanning. Scanning is not included in the motion.
Okay.
I have something against this, Madam Chair.
All right.
I understand all about transparency.
Wait a second. There was a question that was just asked by Mr. LaForest, and I was attempting to answer it, and I was quickly cut off by Carol Spooner.
Okay.
And the question was
I didn't hear the question.
The question was, what are the financial implications of this particular question? And I'm saying there is a financial question on this issue, and that is an issue of how those ballots will be entered into the database, and that's a technology issue that is not afforded to all five signal stations. So there is a financial impact on this situation.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I just want to add to that, I mean, we're already holding the ballots, we're keeping them sealed, burying them under the archives. I understand the need for transparency, but at a certain point, we just naked out there. I don't think, I mean, sometimes we go too far to the other side without reference to cost or staff and all the people that are required to do it. So I think this is probably a motion that we don't need.
This is Carol.
Point of information.
Hey, just a moment. What's point of information?
This is Vicki.
Hey, Vicki.
I have a question. Are not the ballots entered into a database to be counted?
Yes.
We're not asking anyone to do anything that's not already being done.
No, other than make that database publicly posted.
Which WBAI did.
Information is already being gathered in this form, either by scanning or hand entering or some such, in order for the ballots to be counted.
Oh, right. The motion is that the database be publicly posted.
So there's no additional manpower except clicking the button that makes it available to the public.
Make
a
PDF file or whatever.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good. We've established that. Now, does somebody else want to speak? I'm confused. I think we're to another con and then a pro, and then we should vote.
Who should vote now?
I think we're to the
vote,
yeah.
Now. Excellent. If people are ready, I certainly am.
Yeah.
How about you, Roger?
Oh, what? Huh, what?
What?
Wait, we're
Roger?
Voting on this? We're
vote
doing a roll
11.
Call vote?
We're going to vote.
On roll call vote on 11?
Not necessarily.
Well, is there any objection?
No.
No, let's go ahead.
No.
Is there
pass without objection?
Objection to passing it?
No.
Oh, all right. Great.
There you go.
Okay. Number 12?
Number 12.
That the local and national election supervisors shall develop policies in consultation with the executive director and station managers for approval by the national board at the September board meeting, setting forth detailed expectations of staff and management behavior with regard to the elections, and setting forth disciplinary procedures that may be utilized by the election supervisors to enforce the fair campaign provisions of the bylaws. This policy shall require staff and management to maintain a hands-off attitude towards the listener elections, including not mentioning the names of any candidates or slates of candidates, except in a neutral manner as part of an election supervisor-approved candidate program, and shall also prohibit any listener candidate from appearing or being mentioned on the air on any program at any station where she or he is a candidate following the close of nominations, except as part of an election supervisor-approved candidate program.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would anybody... How about Dan or Lonnie? Do you want to speak to that?
Yeah. Go ahead. I don't know.
Let me reserve to make my final comments after this motion. I think things that are not in these policies that are crucial, so I would yield my time at the beginning.
Let me just say that I would, this is a very large, broad resolution with quite a number of different implications, and I would just recommend for now that the board just may want to change the word shall to may,
as a recommendation rather than a directive.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Would anybody like to
point of information?
Yeah.
What if this? What if a LSB-er, somebody is on the board and they have a program also? That happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, I don't just think about it.
I would like to respond to that. This is Teresa.
All right, okay, Teresa. All right, go ahead.
Okay, if a person has a show, and well, let's say, well, if a person has a show, then they're going to be running as a staff individual.
Exactly.
They're not going to be running as a listener anymore.
Right.
We also have shows by LSB.
I'd like to speak, Madam Chair.
Okay. Are you speaking for...
That was Mark. I'm a